We continue while learning the Nishmas Tavi b'Menachem b'Shem Ham Yaakov b'Virchos Uliyo. We're increases Perakei Mishnah Vav. Chaticho shel chaylev v'chaticho shel kodesh. A person has in front of him two pieces of meat. One is chaylev, for which would be chayv a korban chatas if he ate. The other is kodesh. It's not chaylev, but it's from a korban. The first piece is from a regular animal, but it's chaylev. The other one is not chaylev, but it's from a korban, where there is going to be potential of me'ila, for which is chayv an asha me'ilos. Achal es achas mehen ve'en yodua eza mehen achal. He ate one of them, he doesn't know what he ate. Did he eat the chaylev from the regular animal, which would be a chatos, or did he eat the kodesh from the carbon? So that he'd be chayv an asham and me'ilos. So the Mishnah says, maybe asham tali. In such a case, he brings an asham tali. Now, he obviously brings an asham tali because he may have eaten chaylev. According to Rabbi Akiva, if you remember, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that even if you have a case of me'ila, that's a suffek, you bring in asham tali. So according to Rabbi Akiva, either side of this question would be enough for a person to bring an asham tali. Maybe he ate chaylev, or he violated me'ila. For each one of those, where there's a suffek, Rabbi Akiva would say you'd be chayv an asham tali, but you don't have to bring two. One is sufficient. And according to the Chachamim, who would say you don't bring an asham tali where there's a suffek of me'ila, but since there's a suffek of eating chaylev, he brings an asham tali. What about achal es hashniya? Now we ate the other piece. So he's not sure which of the piece he ate first, and which piece he ate second, but at the end of the day, he ate both. So maybe chatas v'asham vadai. So he has to bring a korban chatas because he know we ate chaylev, and he brings an asham vadai, which is the asham me'ilos, because he know we ate kodesh, he ate from a korban. What about echa achal echad es harishona uva acher v'achal es hashniya? One person, Ruvain, ate the first piece. We're not sure if he ate chaylev or kodesh. We're not sure if he chayv a korban chatas or an asham me'ilos. And someone else came and ate the other piece, Shimon. So what do we do? Ze mevi asham tali, ze mevi asham tali. Each one has to bring an asham tali because each one is a suffek whether he had chaylev. And both pieces were there. So this is where the suffek was in front of us. And therefore, each one brings an asham tali. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnehem Mevi'en Chatas Va'asham. He says, no, both should bring an chatas and an asham. And what does he do? So we know this from the past. Instead of bringing a separate asham tali, each one of them, they should share a chatas and an asham. And what do? They bring him and they make a tonight. If I'm the one who ate chaylev and you ate the kodesh, and therefore I'm chayv a chatas, you're chayv an asham me'ilos. So the share that I have in the asham, I give to you. And the share that you have in the chatas is mine. And if I'm the one who ate the kodesh, for which I'm chayv the asham me'ilos, and you ate the chaylev, so the share that I have in the chatas is yours, and the share that you have in the asham is going to be mine. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Now, you don't have each one bring an asham tali. Then let them bring jointly a chatas and an asham and make this t'nai. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, I disagree with Rabbi Shimon. I follow the Tana Kama. Ein shnai mevi'im chatas va'asham. You can't have such a thing. Each one brings an asham tali, like the Tana Kama says. And the author of our Mishnah, obviously, is Rabbi Yossi. He is the Tana Kama. And you cannot do what Rabbi Shimon claims, to bring a chatas and an asham jointly. Perakei Mishnah Zayin. Chaticho shel chaylev v'chaticho shel chaylev kodesh. This case is different than the previous case because the korban meat that you ate is actually chaylev as well. So there's a chaylev of a regular animal piece and there's a chaticho of chaylev of a korban. So for that, there's a double chiyuv. There's going to be eating kodesh would be an asham me'ilos for violating me'ila, and eating chaylev is going to be a chiyuv chatas, and the other piece as well was a piece of chaylev. So, and the Mishnah says, Achal as achas mehen ve'en yadua eza behen v'achal, mevi chatas. Everyone agrees, would agree to this, even Rabbi Akiva would agree. If you ate one of these, you don't know which one you ate, you of course chayv a korban chatas, because in this case, when it comes, you're not sure whether you ate kodesh, doesn't matter. This is not a suffek, bring an asham tali, because maybe I violated me'ila, I'm not sure, because either way you ate chaylev. So if he ate one of them, whether he ate the chaylev from the regular animal or he ate the chaylev from the carbon, either way, he's chayv a korban chatas for eating chaylev. Rabbi Akiva Omer mevi asham tali. So Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, this is not just an asham tali. He says, it's possible that you also violated me'ila, because maybe the piece that you ate was not the chaylev from the regular animal, but the chaylev from the kodesh. And therefore, not only are you chayv a korban chatas, certainly for eating chaylev, but you chayv an asham me'ilos possibly, and since It's possible yet you chayv an asha meilos, because it's possible yet the chayla from the carbon and not the chayla from the regular animal. You have to bring an asham tali, because Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, as we mentioned before, that when you have a suffix of asham meilos, you bring an asham tali. Achal es hashniya, maybe shtei chatos v'asham vaday. If he now goes and eats the second piece, so now he has to bring two korbanos chatos, because he ate two pieces of chaylev. And this is only true, though, if he ate the pieces in two he'elemos. This is two where he had two situations of where he was unaware. He in the middle, he remembered that it was chaylev, then he forgot again. So then that helem breaks it into two when it's chayev two separate korbanos chatos. If it were behelem echad, he'll only be chayev one. But here the Mishnah is speaking about where he had two he'elemos, two states of unawareness. So he's chayev two chatos because there were two pieces of chaylev. One was from a regular animal, one was from a korban. And he has to bring an asham vadai, which is the asham me'ilos, because we know we ate, he violated me'ilah by eating part of a korban. Achal echos harishon v'ovacher v'achal es hashniya. What if the Reuven ate the first piece and Shimon ate the second piece? We're not sure which one ate which piece. Doesn't matter. Zem may be chatos, zem may be chatos. Each one is chayv kamar chatos, because each one definitely ate a piece of chaylev. Rabbi Akiva Omer, zem may be asham tali, zem may be asham tali. Each one has to bring an asham tali, because each one has a suffix whether they violated me'ilah as well by eating. We're not sure. Who ate the one with the chaylev of the kodesh of the karbon? So yes, each one is chayv kamar chatos, but to be chayv an asham meilos, there's the possibility there as well. So because it's a suffix, Rabbi Akiva holds that if you have a suffix of an asham, you bring an asham toli, which we know the chachamim disagree with. They say asham toli only when it comes to a suffix of a kamar chatos, but Rabbi Akiva says no, you bring an asham toli as well, even when there's a suffix of an asham meilos. So besides each one bringing a chatos, each one has to bring an asham toli. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zechatas, Zechatas, Ushnei Mevi'in Asham Echad. So this is Rabbi Shimon once again, where you can do things jointly. Now, the chatas you don't have to do jointly and make a stipulation, because each one we know is chayv v'chamer chatas, because each one definitely had chaylev. But the asham, you don't have to have each one bring an asham tali. Each one brings, they bring together one karban asham and they make a stipulation. If I'm the one who ate the chaylev of kodesh, so then that your share in this asham is mine. And if you're the one who ate it, so then your my share is belongs to you and the asham is yours. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain't. Once again, Rabbi Yossi follows Tanakama. In fact, he is the Tanakama. You can't have two people bring an asham jointly, and therefore each one brings an asham taloi.